So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, and this is an issue that was proven in the last presidential campaign. We believe the Trump people spent $40 million on it. I would have spent $200 million on it, particularly not just the whole transgender and bathrooms and all that stuff in schools. I'm talking the field of sports. When you tell people you have a party doing what the Democrats did yesterday to avoid a reckoning, a vote on this, they want to know how can they get involved to defeating this. That's what happened with Kamala Harris. Will it happen to Democrats here in Pennsylvania? Joining us is Representative Barb Gleim from Cumberland County, I believe, PA House District 11199. Rep, welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for what you did, what you have been doing for quite a while on this.
Yes, thanks for having me.
I think we spoke about it before. So as I understand it, in the last time for listeners, the reason Democrats fear this so much, when this came up before, any number of Democrats, and I believe it would be more now in the House, voted to say, yeah, we got to keep males out of female sports. Governor Wolf vetoed it at that point. So what is different this time where they won't even allow it to come up for a vote?
Well, it's different this time because now it's an 80-20 issue.
Right.
And they know that their constituencies are, pushing for this. They want to see, women have their own category and women to remain safe and have their privacy in their private, spaces. So it is a big issue. And they don't want to have to put up a vote on it, even though, which is interesting, it was bipartisan coming out of the Senate.
Sure. Well, I also think, though, they know the big guy, Josh Shapiro, even though he's on their side on this, is he publicly want to veto it at this point in history?
Well, I don't know if he wants to or not. I don't know. I don't understand it, to be honest, Dom. I mean, this is such a common sense issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he wants to make it, that he's part of the 20%, then of course he doesn't want to have to vote on it. So he's, telling, I guess, his House members just stall on this. They're just going to keep, passing it around committee after committee.
Now, can they? Is there any remedy for listeners to understand how bizarre this is? And this guy, I talked with one of your colleagues, Henry. I don't remember who it was we had on at that point. It was one of your colleagues involved in this, where this guy on the other side, who was the chairman of said committee, harasses a bunch of female athletes that were there and tells them, hey, I don't know what you're doing here. He walks up to them and tells them that. What in the world's going on? Female athletes, girls there, seeing how a law is made. And this guy really told them how a law is made.
Well, Dom, it was even worse. They were his constituents.
Oh God.
And he's the chairman of education in the House. And they were standing there during a press conference that the Senate was having on this bill.
Right.
And he walked up to his own constituents who were girl athletes and said, there's no way this is going to get out of my committee.
Yeah. Stunning. So for listeners, what they've done now, they've transferred it to the Health Committee.
Yeah, so what we did was under one of our roles in the House, House Rule 53, I initiated a discharge resolution.
Right.
A discharge resolution is when a bill is in committee being stalled for over 15 legislative voting days, and it had already surpassed that. So we did the discharge resolution. And then the next day, you notice your intent, which is what we did. We said in the next two voting days, we're going to be bringing up this bill for a vote out. And it lifts it up out of committee and puts it on the House floor. Well, they didn't want to do that. So they lifted the bill up and immediately re-referred it from the Education Committee over to Health. So today it's in Health.
So now we have the what you've said, the rule, the 15 and all that.
Yep.
Can they just, how many committees, how long can they do that?
Yeah, in perpetuity.
Wow.
Yeah, so, they can just keep passing it around. But, I mean, there are other bills out there. We can just keep introducing bills into Education Committee as well and have them keep voting no.
Yeah. The thing here is this is shameful on the part of the media. I'm not sure the coverage where you are in other parts of the state, but like the Inquirer and others, they're not underlining how outrageous this is that we can't just get a vote on this.
Right. And also they're violating federal law now.
Yeah, right.
And so, like, Trump has an executive order, and I keep trying to tell them, you know, and the media needs to pick up on this. If you don't do this, we are risking, you know, losing our federal funding.
Well, that's what has to happen. That's the only thing with these people, I think, that will bring it to a head. Are you a former college? We talked to Martina, of course, a lot, former college athlete. Is that why you got involved in this?
Sure. Yeah, I was a high school athlete,
okay.
And then I did play in college. Of course, I'm a lot older, so I actually went through that whole Title IX transition. So I played soccer at Maryland when it was club, and they didn't have a team yet. And then through the fighting aspect of that, you know, they finally made it a women's sport, an NCAA women's sport. So I experienced it, and that's one of the reasons why I got involved. But the Senate, they were athletes as well. The women that are introducing Senate Bill 9 are athletes too. So it's on both sides. I have House Bill 158. They have Senate Bill 9.
Katie Muth, and I wanted to ask you, maybe some of these females on the Democrat side speak to you and go, what are we going to do? We're in agreement with you. Katie Muth, who is out in Chester County, and we have her on yesterday, of course not, cited a Nature study that said that when people like you bring up bills like this, first of all, it's state-sanctioned bullying, and trans suicides go up when stuff like this happens.
I have not seen that study at all.
Mm-hmm.
And if you talk about state-sanctioned bullying, what about the 98% of the women who have to go into a locker room and be exposed to men genitalia?
Right.
I mean, that is harassment. That's bullying. That is just not right at all to put these young women in that type of situation. And if you listen to these stories by these women, it definitely is happening. And then, you know, talk about bullying. What about all the women out there that got hurt physically,
right?
And from having to play against a male who is larger, you know, bigger, stronger, and then losing their opportunities. And what about the mental aspect of this for all of those women who fought their whole lives to get to where they are, only to have it being taken away? We're going to talk about some of this in health.
Okay. Representative, how about do female colleagues, Democrats, some of them, you know, off the record say, look, we know this. And if they do, what are they afraid of other than the speaker and the power there? Is it they're afraid that the trans activist groups are very strong, or do they really believe this stuff, that you're doing something that's bullying or whatever we want to call it?
Yeah, I mean, it passed out before, just like you said, in a bipartisan manner. This was back in 2021. So we do have colleagues on the other side that are for this bill, which is the other reason they don't want to bring it up, because it will pass. And they do say to me, I don't believe that women should be playing against men in their own female category. So, and I don't think they're afraid of that. I think they're just afraid that their own leadership will come down on them. So really do worry about that.
Well, whenever we have a shot with the various Trump people we talk with, we tell them they're going to have a reckoning in some spot with the money on this. They are violating the law, and they're blatantly shuffling it around not to have a vote. That's probably, I know you'll keep at it. Is it possible to ever get a vote on it? Or are there so many? Would they really, who knows, go to 10 different committees? Would they really play that kind of game?
Oh, I think they would, for sure, under this governor. However, you saw what happened with UPenn.
Right.
Is that the Trump administration held off their dollars. They finally came to the table and acquiesced and did the right thing. And I'm very thankful and grateful that they did that. And so using that as an example, all of the rest of, you know, the school entities ought to be doing the exact same thing.
Sure. A parting area, the budget. It doesn't seem to be acrimonious. Although on things like SEPTA, I'm here and I'm on a TV show where everybody else in the world doom and gloom, and they blame people like you from other parts of the state. Barb, why don't you get SEPTA? Why don't you spend whatever Shapiro tells you to spend for SEPTA?
Because, Dom, there's already money in the transportation budget for SEPTA.
Okay.
Okay. There's like $1.4 billion in a transportation fund that they could pull out of. Just so you know, I mean, Representative Grove actually spoke about this on the House floor. And he said, here's the money. It's there. Why aren't you using the money that's in that fund to pay for SEPTA? You know, the Senate is going to be negotiating with the governor on this. I think that it's just a talking point at this point, and we'll see. But we don't have the revenue right now. So that's what's keeping us from actually having a budget.
Well, and one of your colleagues, and I'm hypersensitive to this, actually talks about sales tax on things. And I get it. There's some weirdo things, like I think with a fast food place, if you drive up, I think it's taxed. If you come in, it's not taxed. But we shouldn't be, you know, trying to concede any of these exemptions from sales taxes unless it's really egregious. You know, anything grocery, any kind of food, give us a break. Come on.
Well, you know, we need to start operating at the state level like we do at home.
Right.
You don't just keep spending and saying, oh, I want a pool, I want a car, I want this, and your revenue and what you get as a paycheck stays the same. And that's what's happening in our state. We shouldn't be, you know, doing anything except controlling our expenses.
Exactly. Well, thank you. Anytime, you're welcome here as this continues. Thank you for what you're doing.
Yep. Thanks, Dom.
Representative Barb Gleim here on Talk Radio 1210. This guy, Joe Pittman, he's the head in the House of the Republicans there, the minority leader, whatever. it dawns on him. I have the article right here. Prices on certain goods and services could rise as Pennsylvania lawmakers consider axing some sales tax exemptions. Hey, Joe, if we get you on the show, you know, this is, I've made this point over the years. This is one of the big powers of these guys, and it's hard to stop them. They give certain industries a sales tax break and others not. I think if you go into a fast food place, there's no sales tax. It might be the other way around. That's crazy. You're getting the same food. But this guy's saying, well, maybe there's some of these we can get rid of. No. No. Meaning you'd have to pay sales tax on a bunch more stuff. No. Stop this guy. Republicans do not give in on this. Even if there's some things in there I don't like, they got this break and all. I try to fight every day for more and more and more, inch by inch by inch, to take away taxation. Even if I don't benefit, even if it's a small thing and all, fight them. Don't say, oh, I don't benefit by that. I'm against it. No, join in. Celebrate that. And let's get one for you. No tax on tips. Bitterly fighting that, Democrats. This guy's a Republican. Oh, yeah, well, we're taking a look at that. I'm open to it. Henry, you and I talk after. This guy Pittman, I only had him on once. I don't care if it's a Republican. I get more of a lather around this. Mm-hmm. Did you ever happen to see or notice what you pay sales taxes on and what you don't? It's crazy.
No, you know, I've never actually taken stock.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, if you Google the page that they have all this stuff on, it's all deals. It's all kind of stuff. But I remember the fast food thing. I mean, it ought to be a sales tax or not. I would say not. I don't want any sales tax.
No, absolutely not.
No, I don't understand why we have a sales tax on anything. And is it Delaware that doesn't have a sales tax on anything? We're
correct.
Always saying, you want a refrigerator and a car, put mm-hmm. the refrigerator on top of it, drive out of Delaware. It's sales tax for
it. I did that probably 6 months ago with my dad when I got a new oven.
And where did you put it? On the top of the car?
No, he slid it in the back. You know, put all the seats down, slid it in the back.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Make that two ovens. There's no sales tax. All right. 855-839-1210. Come on, Republicans, Joe Pitt. Yeah, we're open to this. And you know what they're hung up on? What they're going to do with skilled games of chance in gas stations and all. This is what they're reduced to. Not school choice. Not going after Shapiro. You heard Zelina Zito. I agree with her. Shapiro's not going to be easy to beat, but he can be beaten. And I think someone like Stacey Garrity can do it. All right, phone lines. Get in on the side question. Everything else in play. We're going to talk with Jeff Van Drew at 1:30. Here's your chance. Yeah, Peter Schwerer, whatever. Running up to female athletes there. Schweier. Running up to female athletes there. We had on the woman who was leading it on the Senate side. And she goes, oh, yeah, he came up powering and all. Hey, it doesn't matter. What are you doing here? I'm not going to bring it up. This is their arrogance. And they get away with it because people at the Enquirer and these other places are in the tank. Do the people at the Enquirer and the various news outlets in Pennsylvania, do they not agree this ought to be voted on? Even if they hate it, why would this bill of all bills not be voted on? We gave you the reasons why. They know what will happen with this, and they don't like it, and they're afraid. And Governor Shapiro is leading it. He doesn't know what to do. He's running for president. Which way would he go on this? I dare him to veto it if it gets through. 855-839-1210. By the way, Joe Biden's former doctor invokes the Fifth Amendment in a probe on Biden. What is the all-time best Fifth Amendment scene? I'd have to say is it in Godfather 2? I'm trying to remember who invokes the Fifth Amendment. I like it when they invoke the Fifth Amendment, and then you ask them their name, and they say, I take a Fifth Amendment, it might incriminate, and it starts on, and people start getting crazy. How dare you take the Fifth Amendment? Henry, if you can find it, I think it's Frankie Pantangelo.
Yeah.
Does he take the Fifth Amendment? Early on, he's talking a lot. He's more people here than at a ball game and all.
Yeah.
Then he reneges on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Michael that takes the Fifth Amendment.
Is it?
Yeah, I think Michael does. And then Tom Hagen jumps up and yells, and he served in the military. He killed people for us. Yeah. Somebody, that's one. Andrew, do you have one, a Fifth Amendment that you remember?
Not particularly, but The Godfather's obviously a classic one.
Yeah, that's one. Okay. It's 855-839-1210. That's how you get on.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Board. All right, it is Dom time. By the way, the guy that got the nomination, Democrat side, Mamdani, new photo has surfaced of him June 17, 2020, giving the finger, like a giant finger he puts out on the social media post, to the Columbus statue. That's what you want to do in New York.
If I'm not mistaken, too, in that picture, is he also wearing medical gloves?
Yes, yeah. So he had to put the medical glove on to make the finger even more, I'm giving you the finger. Ugh. So in a follow-up post, he ran a poll asking who should replace Columbus if the statue were removed. Among the options, Walter Adizio, who was a communist partisan who executed Mussolini, and Sacco and Vincente, who were anarchists and communists executed in 1927. Sacco and Vincente won, to replace Columbus. At least he put up a poll here in Philadelphia. We didn't have that with Columbus. He just got put in a box, which we got him out of. And I'm telling you, I think in the near future, at some point, the Frank Rizzo statue is going to be released from captivity. I don't know when yet, but we'll be on it, and I believe it's happening. So keep tuned for that. When it does, I think there's a good chance you'll want to know about, because I think there'll be a big celebration of that. Would it be near Columbus? I think that'd be a good spot. But Sacco and Vincente. Oh, Tony Bennett, he considered too. But Tony Bennett wasn't picked instead of Columbus. My goodness. All right, Missy, I think, has got a famous Fifth Amendment in Northeast Philly. Hey, Missy, afternoon to you.
Hi.
Hi.
Do we remember Oliver North taking the Fifth at least 40 times in the Iran?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Oliver North take it, particularly when they start to get tired of saying the same language around the Fifth Amendment. And look, it is part of the Constitution. But after a certain point, and Missy, I referenced it, if you didn't hear it, that the Biden physician cited the Fifth Amendment refusing to testify to questions like, were you ever told you had to lie about the medical condition of Biden? And here's the thing. Are Republicans now going to have the gumption to push this, that we actually for once get to the bottom of this?
I hope so.
Yeah. Oliver North is exactly what happened. Yeah, the personal physician testified or refused to testify under the Fifth Amendment, and he has a right to do that. But it doesn't mean you just go, Fifth Amendment, buddy, get out of my face. No, there still could be repercussions. What are we to believe that you can't say, no, I was never told to lie. Are you kidding me? I gave my honest medical advice that Joe Biden was fit to serve and all that stuff. Really? Let's take a look here. So that's happened today. What will Republicans do? I know people get upset that they like what Trump would do. Do Republicans in Congress have the ability to go after this guy now? Why are we going after something that happened before? Because it's still unresolved. Because this is... And it still gets at these pardons and a bunch of other things. It gets at the auto pen. It gets at Dr. Jill Biden. I would subpoena Dr. Jill Biden. I'd love to hear it. All right, Robert in Ben Salem's next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom. Henry, it's good to talk to you guys today. Real quick, Dom, Michael did not take the Fifth Amendment. He said that he answered the questions truthfully and did not take shelter behind the Fifth Amendment, although it was my right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But somebody who did repeatedly was Lois Lerner. And we all remember the IRS,
that's all time. Yes.
Yeah. Keeping Republicans out of the thing.
Robert, and it seems to me if you do it boldly enough and you just stick with it, you got a good chance of getting away with it.
Yeah, well, as long as the media is on your side, you do.
Right.
But if you don't have the media on your side, you don't. I am going to go with, oh, and I also thought it was funny that CNN decided to show that rally live out of all the rallies he had, and Joe Biden was mysteriously at church at the time on a Saturday. There's a whole lot of things there that I don't like at all, but for the great reveal, I think I got something out of the box, Dom. And it is a fictional one.
Yes.
And some explorers and scientists go to an island in the Pacific and they find a 35-foot-tall gorilla and they go through hell to bring it back. And they decide that they are going to reveal it in the middle of New York City. And as we all know, it didn't go so well. They ended up having to shoot him off the top of the Empire State Building. So that's going to be my reveal for today. Loving the show, and you guys have a great
day.
Thank
you, Robert. This guy every day. How does something like that occur? That's a pretty good reveal. Here I'm doing the segue, and he's talking about the reveal of King Kong. Can be fictional, if you wish. Definitely. That is a heck of a reveal that did not. A lot of these reveals, they're fun. The ones we remember are, oh, yeah, that wasn't good.
It made me think of one, but I want to save it, see if anyone else gets it.
Okay, I'll give you another one, the great reveal failure, because I'm so friendly with them, Geraldo, Al Capone's vault.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we were supposed to do something with the Eastern State Pen, a broadcast or something, and wanted to know, would Geraldo come there because of Al Capone and go through the big failure of Al Capone's vault. I never asked him. It would have been interesting to see if he would do it. Can you imagine? There were a few wine bottles, as I remember, in there. And the audience was just incredible. Anything else, Henry?
No, okay, I was going to say, they were stunned either way. You open up, there's nothing. You open it up, there's something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, big audience. Okay, coming up, Jeff Van Drew, we haven't spoken in a while. Want to hit several things with him, including this Biden doctor saying, nope, Fifth Amendment. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that big reveal. Yesterday was a day, the first reading of the Declaration of Independence. First public reading happened yesterday. Wow. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Okay, it is Dom time. One of our all-time favorites, of course, Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Haven't spoken in a while. Now the dust is settling in a little bit. What do we expect going forward? Let's go to Congressman Jeff Van Drew on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Congressman, welcome back. Thanks for joining us as always.
I appreciate you, Dom, and the dust has settled a little bit. There's so much going on, I don't think it's going to completely settle, but that's good as well.
One thing I wanted to see, your subcommittee and all are not involved, but you guys are on this. The Biden physician citing patient client or patient doctor, and also I think the Fifth Amendment. You know, what's going to happen with this now? Is this guy just skate free? Oh, well, we can't ask simple questions like, were you told to lie about Biden's condition?
Well, we're going to keep pushing and see where it ends up. And you're right. I'm chairman of the Oversight Subcommittee and Judiciary. This is in the actual Oversight Committee itself. And I applaud them for looking into this. Look, it's, you know, water over the dam. It's done. But we can't forget about it. And I'm going to tell you why. This isn't even to get even or to go after Democrats or any of that. This is dangerous.
Exactly.
Somebody was running our country. Think about this, Tom. Somebody was running the United States of America, or some people, I think it was an oligarchy, a group of them, that we didn't elect. We don't know who they are. They're faceless. They're nameless. We have ideas who they may be. It is frightening. We've never had this in American history. We've had good presidents, bad presidents, you know, Republicans and Democrats. We've never had somebody running the country and we don't even know who they are. So we really got to bring this out, bring it to light, keep pushing, see what the next step is, go to court if necessary, in my opinion. Just want to know the truth. Want to know the truth because we don't want history to ever repeat itself.
Right. And this gets at the 25th Amendment, which I realize it was well-intentioned, but it is tricky stuff. We've seen instances where they were going to try to use it against Trump. I believe they did. The assistant director of the FBI, they were poised the first time around. Yet, when it came to an obvious thing here, by all accounts now, even Jake Tapper and others admitting it, there was no attempt to do anything.
You know, there's so much, and I mean this sincerely, wrong in what happened in that last administration at so many different levels. And this is just one more. The cover-up. I mean, just think about it. And this wasn't judiciary. Robert Hur, the special counsel, looking into the classified documents, comes to our committee. Think about this. Everybody who's listening out there and says, well, yeah, the President Biden did do, you know, something very wrong. And it wasn't when he was president that he took the classified documents. It was when he was vice president and when he was a U.S. senator, just like me going into a SCIF, which is a secluded area where you look at these things, taking the documents and sneaking them out in my jacket or God knows how else he did it. You can't imagine that, you know, that it's not defendable. He wasn't the president of the United States when he did this. So there's more latitude for presidents. So the bottom line is really dangerous. Something should have happened to Biden just over that issue among many, many other ones. But her, with a straight face, and I believe he was actually being sincere on this, said, we can't, in one way being sincere, we can't or didn't want to prosecute him, didn't want to indict him because we saw he was such a sympathetic figure. He was this kindly, this was in his words, older gentleman that really didn't basically know what's going on. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit,
exactly.
But not much.
And he was attacked, even though it was obvious he was right. Let's talk now. The dust settled a little bit. Boy, it had to be incredible, the big, beautiful bill, the voting and going through it. So now we're out the other side. What does Congressman Van Drew think of where we are?
Well, I was there, you know, that day with a group of us. I guess there was about 8 or 10 of us were with the president. And by the way, he's reading the Oval Office has always been beautiful. But and I'm sorry to digress, but this shows a state of mind. It's actually more important than it may seem at first blush. We had all these amazing portraits and paintings done of great people in past history by great painters and others, and they were like in the basement. They didn't, because the last administration was not proud of anything that was basically substantively American. President Trump has been quite the decorator, to be honest with you. He's brought all these paintings back up. Did you hear the Marco Rubio story? Marco Rubio in the Secretary of State's office had the clock. I mean, Trump's just scouring and making sure that all of these beautiful, you know, all these beautiful things are being brought to light and we just celebrate and enjoy and love our history. He's done some beautiful gold leaf in there. It's really nice. And by the way, all some private contributions. But anyhow, we were with him. And, you know, again, you know me, Dom. I'm going to be very candid. I'm going to say it how it is. Could it be better? Yes. Are the fear mongers trying to make it something that it is not? Absolutely. Nobody's going to get hurt. And your disabled kids aren't going to be hurt. Your senior citizen, those with intellectual disabilities are not going to be hurt. Pregnant mothers and mothers with kids aren't going to be hurt. And even people who are single, able-bodied people that should be working aren't going to get hurt if they just work a little part-time job or improve their education and get online in a computer or volunteer for some kind of a decent organization. That's number one. Everything else is not true. It's false. It's a lie. And there's just no more to it. That's exactly what it is. And they just keep pushing it out there. President Trump was great, though. And you can feel, and I'm not going to speak for him. I'll talk just from Jeff Andrews' point of view. The Senate, a real pain in the ass. I mean, there was things that they could do that they didn't do and things that they did do that they shouldn't have done. At the end of the day, it's still a great bill. We're, you know, farther ahead than we ever could have thought. It's still all good, but the Senate was really difficult dealing with that. And then they do this stuff and then they take off. They're out of town. They're gone. So either you're passing the bill, which we wanted to do anyhow, then it was good to do. But, you know, I would love to see the Senate do better in the future. They really could. Some of this green energy stuff, which is a farce. You know, I have nothing against renewable energy, but we were trying to claw back some of this wind turbine stuff and some of this other stuff. We don't pay for gas stations. We shouldn't pay for charging stations either, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Now, the one thing I would advise from afar, and I hear it in your tone too, I agree with you on Medicaid, and you've been on that from the very beginning. We're not going to go overboard on this. I just think a campaign's got to be mounted now, advertising, et cetera, on this, because the media is going to come after you guys. They're looking for anything they can find where someone is, quote, kicked off Medicaid to impugn what is surgical rather than using a hatchet to it.
You, Dom, as usual, understand what's going on. I have been speaking about this. I am concerned, quite frankly, some of my fellow members, good people, but they get in the weeds. And they don't realize we've got to get people elected, some of whom won by less than 1,000 votes in a huge congressional district. That's like, you know, 0.1%, some ridiculous numbers out there. We did our first part. Part one, passed the bill. Part two now is selling the bill, telling the truth about the bill, and having an all-out assault. Let me tell you, and I feel strongly about this, it's not that we voted to hurt anybody. We didn't. It is that the Democrats voted for the biggest tax increase in American history. It is that the Democrats voted to keep our borders open. It is that the Democrats voted to do nothing about our air traffic control systems and what's happening at our airports. It is that the Democrats voted against helping our military to be strong and sound and to help our Coast Guard. It's all those things. It is that the Democrats voted against tax cuts for people in the service industry, people that get tips. They voted against tax cuts for those that are breaking their back working overtime. They voted against almost 90% of all seniors because Social Security, now you're going to have this $6,000 write-off per person, $12,000 per couple. 88% of those on Social Security are going to be paying no more tax, and others are going to have theirs reduced. It is that they voted against young families because we increased the child tax credit, and they voted against them. I can go on and on. That is what we should be doing now. We should be proudly fighting the fight and shoving it right back at them because they're the ones that voted to do
harm. We are locked at the hip. I was thinking about you, the conversations that I referenced with Medicaid and how you were trying to use a scalpel on this. That's what we got to hear. I realize it's got to be growing and all, but the money and the people out there, we got to resell this across the country. I agree with you of what's in here, the money for ICE, the school choice that's in there, and how Democrats, Mazie Hirono, tried to stop American kids and their parents from having a shot at a good school. It's all in there. Wanted to just ask one other question to underline for listeners, too. You know Jersey as well as anybody we can bring on. The polls now are almost criminal, saying that Jack Ciattarelli is 20 points down. Previously, the last time they had him down 26 when he ran against Murphy. What gauge do you get? My gauge is how well Trump did the last time around, name recognition for Cetarelli, the energy of his campaign. His opponent has made all kinds of mistakes already. I think they're neck and neck. She might be ahead because Jersey's more progressive, but it's very close even at this point.
Dom, once again, you're on point. You know, you do the radio full-time, part-time. You should be a political strategist for some folks because they don't understand all this. Yes, you are absolutely right. There is no way in God's creation that he is that far back. He's not. He just isn't. So you have to know you can do polling any way you want. So when they poll and they just poll sloppily and say they vote, well, likely voters, but they don't check. They don't use right. a sample pool that somebody voted out of 3 out of the 4 last elections. So they're just voting, you know, they're just getting anybody that will answer the poll. They have, and usually when I check these things out, including ones that they've said about me that I was in trouble, which wasn't true, you look at their sample and it's abnormally weighted towards Democrats. So you're absolutely right. He's got Jack Cittarelli is a very gifted candidate. And quite frankly, I would have supported Bill Spadia, too. Jack won. He won square and fair. He won the primary. It is time for everybody to get behind him. And if God almighty, New Jersey needs it. We could spend a 1 hour show talking about how screwed up some of these eastern seaboard states are, like New Jersey. Pennsylvania's got its share, too. I don't think it's as bad, but it's really not perfect. May I say one more thing?
Sure. Anybody and I just want to ask you one other question, too. Your subcommittee, we always wonder if that's a powerful thing that you're in charge of. What's coming up in your subcommittee and then whatever else you want it?
Well, what we're going to do a lot of things, but one of the things that's coming up is just how these legal, they're legal technically, not-for-profits have influenced and are attempting to influence elections across the country. So, you know, what I'm trying to show is the system is not what it should be, and what people mm-hmm. are reading, hearing, and seeing isn't honest. I know we keep saying it over and over again, but, you know, my wife likes the Channel 6 weather, so she puts the damn thing on. I'm not home that often. It infuriates me. I have to walk out. I don't get mad at her. She doesn't know, but they just don't tell the truth. We are influenced by so many sources. It's so deep. It's so thick. There really is, and I'm not a conspiracy guy. I'm just a guy that had a dental practice for a lot of years. There is a deep state. There's no doubt about it. Now, for people that want to know what's going on, always feel free to get my newsletter. I lay everything out. It's not just pictures of me cutting ribbons. There'll be a little bit of that in there. Also, to get my emails, you just get online and you look at my website, and it's all there, how to get on everything to make sure, because we're sending stuff out and explaining things with the truth each and every day.
All right. So is there a direct, just go to, just Google Jeff Andrew website and we can get this? Because I got to get the newsletter so I can drop in some more things. I will.
Yeah, it's good. And darn it, I don't have it in front of me, but if you call my office and you need more information, they will help you with that to make sure that you get on. I'll warn people that some people got on and then didn't seem to get it because of the way these computer systems are. Sometimes it goes to junk mail or spam. So if you have that problem, you speak to my office. They'll help you with that as well.
Jeff, thank you very much, Congressman. Thank you, as always.
Always my pleasure. You take care, Dom. Bye-bye.
Congressman Jeff Andrew. All right, so get his newsletter. I will, too. Deep state mentioned here. Yeah, but in what universe is Jack Cetarelli down 20 points to this non-entity on the Democrat side? Come on. All right, we got the side question going on. 855-839-1210, you can get in. And again, I just get a little worried that Republicans are not out there right now beating the bushes to beat off this idea that they decimated Medicaid. It's not true. Jump in. We'll get a line for you on Talk Radio 1210. All right, good stuff from Congressman Jeff Andrew. Dom time. Let's go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey. Joe, good afternoon.
Dom, I find what Selena Zito explained the fight to be incredible.
Oh, yeah. The book is great. Joe, she gets it. Trump is right. She gets Trump more than Trump and MAGA. And she's just a unique journalist.
But it's amazing to think the moment the guy, even before he sprung up, he was thinking of other people and what their fears and, you know, and panic would be. That's amazing. That is amazing. Instantly.
Well, particularly, also, Joe, your shot and your shoes are off. I'd be looking for my shoes, too.
Oh, there's a lot. Tom, yeah. There's a lot to account for at that point, but not the extraneous. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can't. The guy's got to be half psychotic not to be fearful.
Yeah.
Tom, wasn't the Fifth Amendment implied towards the end of A Few Good Men, where the judge said, you don't have to answer that question?
Yes.
Remember when
yes. Yeah.
And that's what, you know, that's what took Jack Nicholson's pride took over. No, I'll answer it. And that's what did him in.
Oh, yeah. And it's not you can't handle the truth. It's when he says, blank, blank, I did order a code red. Oh,
yep. And he did not have to answer that. That was great.
Yeah.
Dom, my side answer is, and this goes back to my high school, because thanks to this establishment, I had the best acne you'll ever want to see. It was that recent grand opening and resurrection of that new Roy Rogers restaurant in Cherry Hill. And my buddy actually resurrected an old Yogi Berra statement. It was so crowded. He called me up and says, nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded. You had to wait for hours to get for just greasy fried fast food.
Yeah. Roy Rogers. Go figure. That is a good one. Thank you, Joe. Thanks for the yogiisms, the all time. Nobody like him. And a book written saying Yogi Berra was the most valuable player in baseball history, or the best player in baseball history. That's a little bit over the top, but I hear as a catcher and the stuff that he did, you know, a position you don't get that from. By the way, are you in favor, Henry, of robot umpires after the guy missed a couple calls the other night?
Oh, man.
I'm in the camp, though. I don't think he missed him with Kirkering. I would have called that a ball, too.
Oh, really?
Two of the three.
I would at least have called a strike. I could understand, you know. Like, I always get mad when I watch the game and, like, you know, the ball will be painted on the box on the screen, and then the announcers would be like, oh, how could he miss that? I'm like, how could he miss it? I mean, it's right there. It's it's quite literally a 50-50 call at that point.
I understand if any
part of it hits the strike zone, it's a strike, but at the same time, they're human. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
But no, he did get hosed, I think, on two of those three pitches he threw.
But the polling, people want robot umpires now. Oh, God. It's endless.
Me and Andrew were just commenting, like, baseball's kind of lost its soul with some of the things. Like, talking about how the All-Star break back in the day, everyone was batting 300 on pace for 100-plus RBIs.
Exactly.
Now there's two people in baseball who are batting 300.
Two.
And it's crazy.
Are there only two people batting 300, literally?
Like, going to the All-Star game.
Yeah, going to an All-Star game. Yeah. I mean, there.
Yeah, and this would go again with like kind of losing the soul of baseball. Like there'd be no more framing of pitches from catchers. There'd be no more emphatic calls at the plate. There'd be
no more Joe West.
Like for the sake of accuracy, you know, it would get better, but at the same time you're losing a few things.
I think the robot could go crazy too though and start calling anything. Yeah. All the robots.
You never know.
That'd be great.
All right. Artificial intelligence.
Yeah, well, we'll get more on that. We got Steve Feldman in the on deck circle, right? No?
Not that I know of, no.
Oh, I thought he was coming up.
Let me text him.
Yeah, I thought you had him. I may have miscued that. All right, but we do have the story of the NEA showing their anti-Semitism and your calls. These are great ones on The Great Reveal. That's coming up on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.